2 Chronicles chapter 4. Well, this goes on describing how Solomon made things in this temple that he was building. He made an altar of brass, 20 cubits in length, 20 cubits broad, 10 cubits high. And he made the molten sea, or a laver, of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and its height was 5 cubits, and it was in circumference about 30 cubits. Well, wait a minute. When you compare this temple that he was building with the tabernacle, this is a huge scale that he's building here, far, far bigger than the tabernacle. And the huge altar and this huge laver or sea, which was like a big bowl for washing, but it was massive, this was all far bigger than what there was in the tabernacle. So clearly Solomon had in mind that the bigger and more grand and ostentatious you are, the more pleasing you'll be to God. Well, he missed the point completely. God is the God of small things, and no, he doesn't need that. If he needed this, as he said to David, I would have told you, but I don't, so I didn't tell you. And the sheer size of the altar and this huge washing bowl and then all the 10 basins that he makes in verse 6 and then all the tables there for putting the animals on when they've been killed, this all implied that this temple was going to be able to offer up huge numbers of sacrifices. And Solomon was very keen on offering massive numbers of sacrifices. He does it when the temple is dedicated, thousands of animals. But his father David, after he sinned with Bathsheba, wrote that God doesn't look for sacrifice. He's not that interested in it. What he wants is a broken and a humble heart. That's what God wants. That's where God lives, in broken, humble hearts, not in houses made with hands, not in all this ostentatious external stuff, not in this big scale stuff. But Solomon hadn't learnt that. He had never gone through the humbling experiences that David had gone through. He'd never really accepted his own sinfulness. He was arrogant. He was sure that I am the son of my father David. I am therefore the great messianic king, etc. He didn't have that humility, that realization of personal sin, that brokenness of heart that David had had. Instead, he saw it all in terms of outward razzmatazz. And there's a lot of that, it seems to me, in religion today, including in some forms of Christianity, that the more flashy, the more expensive, the more opulent, the more luxury that you show, this somehow glorifies God. Well, this is rubbish. This is not at all the way of the God of the Bible. And you see the contrast between the humble tabernacle system that God himself wanted and this great big fancy temple that Solomon built that in the end was all destroyed. And although God went along with it and sure, he accepted it because, well, that's what they wanted to do, this was clearly not his will.